You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
They don't have another defensive end. They really don't. I mean, Jake Jackson's on the team, whatever, but and they went into this year with huge question marks there, and they're not going to resign Chase Young. Unless Chase Young takes a team-friendly incentive, you know.
They shouldn't resign Chase Young.
No, nor should they. Yeah, I'm thrilled he decided to fucking show up in the Super Bowl. Thanks, man. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't see it before then, and he certainly didn't show up in the NFC Championship game. So I don't want to, Sorry, man. Go get your contract somewhere else as far as I'm concerned with that. But they didn't play well on the defensive line this year. You know, Armstead was hurt towards the end of the year. But again, this is probably Armstead's last season. And he's in his 30s. And this is likely Javon Hargrave's last season. And he's in his 30s because they can get out of Hargrave's contract after this year. Mm-hmm. They need to address the shit out of the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Or you're looking at, again, this all in for 2024. And then it's going to be like, well, I don't know. What do we do now? In this draft, you have to get, offensive linemen. If they even – they prioritize tackle, but it seems like they don't give a shit about guard. So we'll see what they do.
It doesn't make sense because that's what
– I know they took Aaron Banks in the second round, but it seems like guard and center sometimes it's like, you know, they did prioritize it with Weston Richburg when they signed him, but then you're going with Brendel. In guard, you take Aaron Banks in the second round, but then you're literally rotating other guard the other side. I really don't know. And that's a huge thing. You're right. But the defensive line, this is the bread and butter of this team. This is the reason why this defense has been so good. They need upgrades there. They need players that can stop the run in the middle, and they need probably a couple more defensive ends. And we'll see if they maybe go after somebody like a Bryce Huff or somebody like that in free agency. But they need to address that. The Niners defensive end right now, there's names, but it is not the 49ers defensive line that you think that it is. And that some of these people, even nationally, are going to say, well, that line's great. And somebody who's tied into the team like Peter is saying, well, hold on. Well, it wasn't this year.
Yeah.
And if somebody like that says that, Peter Schrager saying that with how complimentary he is of the 49ers and how close he is with the 49ers, pay attention.
Yeah. You know, and I think there's moves to be made at defensive end, similar to what they did with like a Samson Ebukam, where, you know, you do a 2-year deal for a guy that showed potential, but maybe not a lot of production. They've really, really, really missed, you know, they were at their best in 2019 when they had Nick Bosa on one side and D Ford on the other on obvious passing downs with DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead in the middle. And I really think that they've been trying to get back there, but just haven't succeeded, you know, and I think the Ebukam signing was, you know, an attempt at that. And while Ebukam was a fine player and even a good player at times, it wasn't D Ford, and that's fine. Like, D Ford, when healthy, was a superstar. It's just the problem was he was never healthy. And, you know, so there are names out there like a Bryce Huff, or for me, it's Josh Uche from the Patriots. That's my prize of this free agent class, if you will. To be perfectly honest, it's Mike Onwenu and Josh Uche, both from the Patriots. If they could get both of those guys, which they could, you know, there's definitely, they not only are they rolling over almost $38 million in cap space this season, but there are moves to be made to give themselves more, including, you know, I read today that there is talk of working through a possible extension for Fred Warner, which would again lower his cap hit this season. Yep. And keep him here, you know, basically through the arguably the end of his career, I would assume. But so they can be players in free agency, and they're going to have to be, because they can't plug all these holes with draft picks, right? Like, some of these holes are too important to just hope on a draft pick, right? Hope on a number 31 overall pick, or hope on a, you know, a late second round pick to be these guys. And so, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that within the first three rounds, they will address the defensive line at least once. And maybe even depending upon who is available at 31, if the tackles that they like aren't there, and you know, they think that there's not a big difference between a tackle they could get at 31 and a tackle that they could get late in second round, then maybe they go with like a defensive end, like a Darius Robinson from Missouri, who is a riser in this draft. There are some other defensive end prospects. So they're definitely going to address that defensive line, because they do all the time. I mean, that's, like you said, right, that's their bread and
they'll
butter.
Make it a priority. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll definitely make it a priority. And I think they'll make it a priority in both free agency and in the draft. But the Super Bowl hangover is, I mean, you can't really look at 2020 as a Super Bowl hangover for the 49ers, because I mean, it was COVID. It was just a weird ass season. Yeah. Like, it just is what it was. You know, it was what it was. You know, Nick Bosa went down with his knee injury in week two. Solomon Thomas the same week. Like, they were just snake bit by injuries. So it's hard to even think, like, you can't even really reflect on how they did after that previous Super Bowl loss and say, hey, like, we can expect this. But I also feel like this team is too top heavy and too full of veteran leadership to fall victim to a Super Bowl hangover. The problem for me is that everybody in the division outside of the Cardinals, but you know, don't know what they're going to do, but are going to be better. The Rams are going to be better. The Seahawks are going to be better. And the Seahawks also hired the guy whose defense kicked the shit out of you on national TV on Christmas. Now, that guy's running the defense in Seattle now. And he seems to have a bit of, you know, he seems to have Kyle Shanahan figured out a little bit. Now, granted, that was one example, so we'll see. But the NFC is not going to be as easy as it was this past season. The Lions are going to be better. The Eagles are probably going to be better. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. They're going to be good, whether they're a threat or not, improving. Who knows, right? So to me, it's not necessarily a Super Bowl hangover, but rather the path isn't going to be as easy. And this is a team that is old enough that they need a bye, and I don't anticipate them being good enough to earn the bye next year. Their schedule is going to be too tough, and they're just, you know, they're a year older, and I don't know, but you know, they could come out and absolutely prove me wrong, but you never know. So to me, it's not a Super Bowl hangover so much as it's just a harder path. And this was, you know, we kept saying it, this was the year. This was the year for them.
Really was.
The Chiefs are going to be better next year. Let's be real about that.
That's true.
The Chiefs are going to be better next year. They're going to re-sign Chris Jones. They're probably going to re-sign LeJarius Sneed. They're going to sign or draft or both a receiver, right? Like, they're going to be better. So where are the 49ers going to get better? Where do they get better? That's the question.
I think part of what they have to do, we were talking about the defensive line. I think back to 2021. Where I don't know that there were household names on a lot of the defensive line, but just remember their playoff run.
Waves.
They just had people shook. That defensive line played terrific, and it was guys like Menihu and Ibukam and Jordan Willis and DJ Jones. Guys like that who are not, you know, DJ Jones got a big contract, but these guys may not be household names, but they're just really good players. And there were just waves of them coming at wave after wave after wave. And then you got your superstars in Armstead and Bosa too. You still got your superstars there, even though some are a little bit older. Hargrave, you know, again, for I don't know that he was worth what they paid him this year for what the whole season.
I mean, he didn't have the same kind of season he did in Philly, but
no, he did not. And then you didn't have those other guys. Chase Young's a name, but I would have rather had Ibukam and Menihu. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, they still haven't really replaced DJ Jones to help in the run game. So it's things like that where they have to get better. They have to add, whether it's through the draft, free agency, a little bit of both. And it doesn't have to be a $20 million guy. It'd be somebody like a Menihu who you're like, oh, I don't really know this guy. And then he comes in and he's a perfect fit. They didn't break the bank for Ibukam. These are guys that they have to go and get again, so they have the waves of people to throw at you in the defensive line. That's how you win games. You couple that with now Brock Purdy on offense and Christian McCaffrey and a lot of the guys who are still going to be there, at least for 2024. Now we're talking, and you know, now I feel really good again. And I'm not saying the Niners aren't going to do this. I'm not here like, oh, geez, you know, this team doesn't know what they're doing. They've proven they know what they're doing, but they've made some choices because that's money or whatever the reason where they don't have this depth right now. They don't have these guys. So that's just what I want to see this offseason. And I can't wait. I'm literally looking forward to see what they do in free agency and in the draft. But these are things like, listen, for our listeners, take off the red and gold glasses. You got a year with this core. And there's the depth. We've been talking about all the holes. The Niners have work to do. And I'm not saying they're not going to do the work. They may very well do the work. And in 2 years, we're like, holy shit, look at the last two drafts and look how well they did. That could really happen because we've seen him do it. But there is work to be done this offseason.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
No doubt. And like I said, I think the question becomes, how do you as a team get better, right? It's going to be hard to improve upon the offensive performance that they had this past season, but they have to, right? Because in the end, as good as they were on offense, they scored 22 points in the Super Bowl. Like, it's not enough. That's not enough. And you know, if you want to win a Super Bowl, you're probably going to have to go through the Chiefs. So how do you get better? I think one way and one thing that they need to look at is to add an element of speed to this team. Because as 100%. Good as Debo is with the ball in his hands, as good as Ayuk is as a route runner, neither one of them are taking the top off the defense. There's no threat of that. They need that threat again. They need, you know, they, as ridiculous as it sounds, they need Marquise Goodwin. They need Taylor Gabriel, right? Who was that guy for Kyle Shanahan in Atlanta. And I think they thought they might've had that in Danny Gray. It hasn't worked out. So now you need to look somewhere else. And I would venture to say that that's not the draft, because Kyle Shanahan has proven over and over that if he drafts a wide receiver, that wide receiver is not going to be productive in his offense for the first season, maybe two. You know, I think Ayuk is the exception to the rule. Debo's the exception to the rule, but every other, you know, wide receiver that they've drafted hasn't really done anything. You know, you might even think, oh, well, what about Juwan Jennings? Juwan Jennings was cut after he was drafted. They brought him back on a reserve future contract, which is why he's a reserve free agent this season. And so they need somebody to take the top off the defense. They need something different. They need a changeup. They need to be able to keep other defensive coordinators on their toes, because it sure seems like Steve Spagnuolo knows how to slow down and stop this 49ers offense. And it sure seems like Mike McDonald knows how to slow down and stop this 49ers offense.